at the Roadhouse on the Shore with Jay and Dave and Robert Hunter. And guess we're pleasantly surprised to not only welcome Robert Hunter to the Roadhouse, but an entourage of
hey.
The gang's here, Robert.
You got we are all here.
Wife Becky Hunter and Sarah Trunzo from Nashville.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Roadhouse.
Great to be here. We love this town. Man, oh man, we've had so much fun. We are on our way. 50 states, 52 weeks. Staying at this most amazing RV park down by the sea slash... lake, whatever mm-hmm. that is. The waves are crashing in on the shore.
The endless horizon.
It's an endless horizon and a new sunset every single day. Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, thanks, and welcome to the Roadhouse. We should do a quick little, like, who is Robert Hunter? Well, he's an American singer-songwriter, poet, and author, and he is currently embarked upon an epic tour of all 50 states in the next 50-some weeks. He's called the Relapse and Revival Tour, both a novel and an album. Ambitious, yeah. Gang. What's the story?
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of explaining to do. The bottom line is this. I started writing this book like 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been making songs in Nashville for a long time. Sort of like... a little bit afraid to jump out of the nest. I've played this game with one foot in one door and one foot in the other, but met this incredible, amazing woman named Becky Hunter, who ended up somehow impossibly agreeing to marry me. but she's my best friend, and... a year and a half ago, she got cancer. It was a really aggressive and difficult to treat variety. Really a scary time. I mean, her mom passed away very young of cancer. My brother also. And practically everyone knows someone who's died way too young of that horrible disease. And when she was diagnosed, there came a point in time where I was forced to basically ask a really, really tough question. And it was, you know, what if it's the end? What do you want?
He and, thought I was going to ask for a puppy, another puppy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that easy, folks. What she said was, I want you to get your crazy book published. I want you to make another record in Nashville. And I want you to go on the road and see everything. Everywhere and share it with everyone. And I want you to promise me that you'll do it no matter what, even if it means you'll do it without me. And I made that promise, and somehow impossibly we got all of that done. Many thanks to all the people involved. First and foremost, Becky, for being so courageous and tenacious in the face of very uncertain odds and believing in me when not very many others
always.
Did.
Absolutely.
My incredible team in Nashville who stepped up and really put together an amazing record. My publishing team in Minneapolis who have just been so patient with all of my quirky writer-like eccentricities, etc. And to Sarah Trunzo for being willing to kind of make a leap of faith and get on board that 30-foot RV and play shows with us every city, every state. Like I said, 50 states, 52 weeks, but we're like only 6 states in and 7,000 miles and like 47 days and 150 shows. It's been like a really crazy thing. So... the bottom line is I was inspired by Becky's tenacity, courage, and this big dream that she had. And here we are today in this amazingly beautiful place with a new book and a new record. And her still here having overcome that cancer and doing much, much better. We made so many friends and had so many awesome experiences as a result. I quit my day job, didn't shed a single tear at all.
No, you don't have time for a day job, Robert. No.
Not at all.
No. Well, tell me about the, first of all, the book, which I've got right here, is called Relapse, and a love story. I just got it an hour and a half ago, so I haven't had a chance to look at it. But anyway, you did get the job done, and it sounds like it's a very interesting book to read, and I look forward to doing that. Talk to me first about music. You've got what, 3 CDs?
Yes, sir. So 3 EPs so far, the first of which I went to Nashville and was really, really lucky to get a production deal where we took a chance on the song called Wasted and Sober. And I went to town without Becky, which was like my first mistake. Mm-hmm. And I, because she wasn't there, just basically booked the cheapest hotel room that Orbitz had to offer, which turned out to be a brothel. But I really thought it was Southern hospitality. Like, I went there and they were very friendly, even though there's blood in the hallways and like linoleum on the floors that was so sticky it ripped one of my socks off. And I'm like an incredible hypochondriac and a germaphobe. And, you know, there's one towel in the bathroom and a fully burned cigarette on there. I was like, to my producer who I had just met, you know, in spite of all of that, these people at the hotel were very friendly. He's like, where are you staying? I was like, Murfreesboro Road. He's like, oh yeah, that's not a hotel, that's a brothel. So anyway, that's no joke. But 3 EPs, Wasted and Sober, did really well. So we ended up making a whole record. And then a second one, Afterglow, which I think turned out even better. And I always tell people, like, my 3 big dreams in this life were, one, to be a solid gold dancer, which didn't come true because the show got canceled and I can't dance. 2, I wanted to be a policeman, which did come true. I was actually a policeman in Washington, D.C., which I don't tell everybody, but I felt a really strong sense of community here in northern Minnesota. So I'm just going to tell all you guys the truth. So I'm really proud of that experience. And 3, I wanted to get a song on the radio. And when we made Afterglow, we had this song called Gone for Good, which has got this cool police chase video, which because of my experience, I was able to pull a few strings and like get a real police chase going. But it was weird because the song got on the radio and that dream came true, but it happened right at the exact same time as Becky getting diagnosed. And so I was willing to drop everything, the book, the poetry, the music, to spend time with her. And she just wouldn't let me, darn it. Like, it was like, just...
He wasn't getting out of it that easy.
So we made a third record, which is Revival. It's not even out yet. But
it'll be out in June.
Yeah. And we're taking it to every single independent record store and independent bookshop we can think of, all because when we get on the radio or on TV or whatever, we get to tell people to support those amazing businesses and the owners who have a real passion for music or literature or whatever. Nothing wrong with Amazon and Walmart. I'm super...
They're great. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm super grateful to say that before Relapse even came out, it got as high as number 52 on one of Amazon's bestseller list. I'm really proud of that, and I'm very thankful for all the people who bought it. But honestly, we're doing this tour in advance of these releases in order to shed a light on folks who I think
are
the most passionate about the art, the literature, and all that stuff. I get that it's a business, but it's not a business to me as a writer, and it's not a business to them, at least not first and foremost as a bookstore owner or a record shop owner. They love music, they love books. That's why they do what they do. I love writing. That's why I do what I do.
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I used to be an independent bookseller.
Oh, that's awesome.
Many, many, many years ago.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Now, I want to hear some of the music so we can put that in perspective. Do you have a regular group you play with?
Yeah, I've got an amazing group of musicians in Nashville who have played, you know, same group of guys on every record, and they'll be coming up to Pennsylvania to do a show here coming up, opening up for Charlie Daniels here in a few months.
Oh, really? Okay.
Everything here on this record is organic. My producer and everybody stepped up and booked Studio A, and everybody really kind of went the extra mile knowing the story behind it and the timing that was involved. So I'm really, really grateful for that particular group of people and everyone who helped to make this record. What are we going to listen to?
Well, you pick it.
I was thinking Noise, because that was really the beginning of it, wasn't it? Like, once I got my diagnosis, we were really struggling to move on with it. We were in a really, really tough spot, and we were talking one night, and Noise ended up evolving because I didn't want him to give up on it, and I was like, let's go, let's do this. And so that is how Noise evolved.
Yeah, I mean, there's this avatar, Annie, who I sing about. I mean, there's like a little piece of Annie in everything I write and everything I do. And in that song, it's like, when Annie says, get up them boys, we're gone. It's on. If she says that, it's on. And we're kind of like in that same situation. When Becky tells me to finish a book and make a record, that's kind of what we do.
Exactly.
All right. Off the new album Revival, here's Robert Hunter and Noise.
Nothing at all. Don't stop, I'd rather enjoy all this frustration than climbing up the walls. And Danny said, get up them boys, we're gone, it's on. And she says that it's on. Witless, giving no choice, it all we don't belong. But she says I'm wrong, because we're good at
you got a pretty big wall of sound going there.
Robert Hunter, off the new album Revival, lead track Noise, and Robert Hunter's live tonight at the Gunflint Tavern after 8.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky to have him live in the Roadhouse right now with Becky Hunter and Sarah Trunzo.
I was going to ask Sarah, chime in here, Sarah, and tell me what you do.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, based in Nashville right now, but pretty new to doing that as my full-time line of work. And I got hooked up with these jokers because I went to I went to little environmental liberal arts school in Maine called Unity College, and small enough place that even if you weren't close friends with someone, you had a sense of who they were. You knew their business. Y'all live in a small town. You know how it is. So I knew Becky through that, and you know, once I kind of made the leap from living and working in Maine to living in Nashville and trying to take a crack at songwriting in earnest, she came across some of one of my music videos online. Wishbone. Yep. And, you know, so there were kind of these similarities in her world with Rob's work in Nashville and mine. And, you know, so she invited me to come along at that point.
So what do you, are you a vocalist?
I am. Yep. Singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Okay. And she's phenomenal, man. You haven't heard a voice like this. It's incredible.
Okay. And she is equally as good at navigating, not quite as good as driving, but perfectly.
I hit one thing and nobody will let it go.
So, Robert, what besides obviously singing, what else do you play?
What else do I play instrumentally?
Yeah.
I play guitar. I can play piano. I do magic as well.
We like to call it bad magic.
Yeah, it's very bad. Very,
super
very
entertaining,
bad.
Though.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it takes to keep the people entertained.
Well, I meant that when I said about quite a wall of sound, but there's just you two on the road. That sounds like a pretty good sized band.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. No, I mean, drummer Miles McPherson won a CMA. He's literally world class. My producer is just absolutely brilliant when it comes to making great sounding records. And we've got, like I said before, everything organic on this record. So if you hear an orchestra, it's a real orchestra. I remember pulling into Studio A in Nashville, and there were like tractor trailers unloading gear for this project. And I just was like, oh man, like, I guess I better try and sing well for this.
It's on.
Yeah.
How'd you get your break in Nashville?
Well, I mean, it came about as a result of basically me going to Sweetwater, which we just visited in Indiana. It was an awesome place. Got a VIP tour. I rode around the slide. Anyway, went to Sweetwater, bought like thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gear, put it all into this really pretty studio we had, and realized almost immediately that neither could I use it. I couldn't even figure out how to plug it in or even turn any of it on. And I had all these songs stocked up, and I had really one of two choices: either find a producer and someone to pay for a legitimate record, or get divorced, because I was so miserable from trying to figure out all this equipment that she was ready to just get in a car and drive away to somebody else. So I did these like basically mediocre demos, and I sent them out to a whole bunch of people in the hopes that somebody might be crazy enough to want to track it. And I really feel lucky that in a super short amount of time, I got an almost immediate answer. And I'm really, really grateful for the opportunities we've had and the people that have stepped up to help not only make these songs sound great, but also pay for this whole mad and crazy adventure that when Becky was diagnosed, she wished for. And now here we are.
So tell me about Nashville. There are, of course, all kinds of stories about Nashville, but it seems like that's a place where not to say that that your story is usual at all, but a lot of stuff like what you just described.
Yeah.
Seems to happen in Nashville. I mean, that's where things happen.
Yeah, I mean, people go there chasing big dreams, and not all of them come true. My first time down there, when I stayed at that brothel, I ended up in tears because I was calling Becky on the phone going, you know, even the homeless people, God love them, can sing and they can play, and I'm pretty sure half of them are better than me, and, like, I don't know, like, if I'm good enough to make it. Like, noise, the noise lyrics, they're imply. It's a crazy town. And I went down there pitching the idea that I can write books and music and that we can make a tour like that work. And they all said I was crazy and that that was a stupid idea. And I listened to them for a few years. And then Becky got sick and said, it's not a crazy idea. Do it anyway. And I said, well, the hell with the people in Nashville. We're going to do it. And it seems like it's working.
It is. It definitely is. He also had the genius idea, and again, he's, as he said, some people turned this down, but his idea was to bring guitars and books into bars and to bring beers and books into I got that backwards.
Well, I don't know, but I'm most taken back by the fact that you called me a genius. She never calls me a genius in private.
But it's interesting. He's been able to bring the music and beers into bookstores. There we go. Yeah, and it's a great conglomerate by adding books and music and beers. It's an awesome way to spend your time and an incredible way to meet all kinds of people in wonderful places like this.
Say, Sarah, what are you on the bus for the whole trip here?
I'm on for the first leg, which is just about 10 weeks. So these guys have super ambitious schedule, but it pops back into central Pennsylvania where they're from every 3 months. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. For Becky's checkups.
So
anyway, I'm on that kind of that first little leg out.
How'd you wind up in Grand Marais?
That's a very interesting story.
Becky?
When I was diagnosed with cancer, kind of our whole world changed. And I went from being an extremely active person who taught preschoolers. I had a classroom of 10 two-year-olds that I worked with. And I was stuck at home. I was pretty unable to do a lot of the things that I did. And to fill my time, my dad gave me a box of things that belonged to my mom who had passed away from cancer. And as I was going through the contents, I came across all of her traveling guides. And it was just so like heartwarming to go through her things and to like connect with her.
But they were places she had been to and also a whole host of places she wanted to go.
My mom in those travel guides had marked all the places that she wanted to go or places that were her favorite. And so this tour incorporates so many of those places. So
and even Grand Marais was one of the places she wanted to go.
It was, absolutely. It was one of her favorite places.
And her charm bracelet hangs from our rearview mirror and
chimes as we're driving through. Wow. So it's there's a reason behind everything for sure.
That's the good energy there.
You know, you guys are on more than a tour. You're on a real adventure. And I'm so pleased that we can be a small part of that. It sounds I've heard a lot of stories in my day.
Yeah.
And not one quite like this. This is a good one. Really,
I got to take a quick break, though, and let folks know that programming on WTIP is supported by our wonderful listener members and by Grand Marais State Bank, celebrating over 100 years of service to the community. They offer mortgages of all types on real estate, including construction, second homes, vacant land, and commercial properties, and are proud to help bring local radio to Cook County. We're also supported by the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum, dedicated to collecting, preserving, and educating about the maritime heritage of commercial fishing on the North Shore. Located on Highway 61 at the Sawbill Trail in Tofty and online at commercialfishingmuseum.org.
I want to hear some more music.
Awesome.
Robert Hunter music. After the new album Revival. We got time for one more track, guys. What's it going to be? Will Moore, local music expert and director, likes Love Letters.
Track cool, three. Let's do it.
Good tune.
Track three, Love Letters off Revival, Robert Hunter and the Roadhouse.
People are so irrational. The careless, I swear, no.
Love letters.
Yes. Nice music. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's talk about this. This tour is not taking place by itself. You've got some help.
Correct. Yes. So what makes this tour unique is, of course, there's a book and a CD, which most sure. people have never, in fact, nobody's done that before us. We're the first ones. But what's really special about this is since I have overcome cancer and been given a second chance, we are using our story to inspire and encourage people along the way. And through doing that, we have actually received some really awesome sponsorships from Chemo Cozy and For Pete's Sake, as well as some others. And those organizations have been helping us do some fundraising and hosting some benefits to help bring some funds in to help people that are going through these hard times. And they've also given us some things that we can give to those people as comfort items to help them through their hardships as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And those will be available at the show tonight?
They will. They'll be available at the show. All you need to do is just come see me, and I would love to hook up anybody. If you know anybody who's going through it themselves or is in any way touched by somebody that is being treated for cancer, we would definitely love to hear your story, say a little prayer for you, and help in whatever ways that we can.
Well, as I said, it's more than a concert tour.
It's the Relapse and Revival Tour, 50 states in 52 weeks, and you guys are like this far into it, huh?
Only 7,000 miles in.
Yes.
And if anybody anybody wants to follow us, they can do so on relapseandrevival.com or at Robert Hunter Music on all the social media channels.
All right, Robert Hunter live tonight at the Gunflint Tavern, downtown Grand Marais, after 8, with Sarah Trenzo, Becky Hunter. Not performing, Becky, you don't...
No. There is one song that he may pull me up for, but I try to avoid the stage.
Well, you're the inspiration.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Well done, and guys. Your visit here with us has been pretty inspirational, too. I want to thank you so much and wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks so much for having
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You know, if you get a chance sometime, you know, all you got to do is email WTIP.
We would love Sounds that. Good.
And tell us where you are and what you're doing. Will would be very pleased to keep people up to date on that.
Absolutely.
We'd be remiss if we didn't remind folks to update their memberships or send a little gift into WTIP because community radio doesn't run itself.
Aha, you've done this before, so
I may have pitched.
Hey, we got a pledge drive coming up in July.
Hey.
Sarah was good enough to inform us as she came in the studio that she really likes community radio.
Yeah, drop some of those call letters.
Oh, shout out to WERU Blue Hill, Maine, and WDVX in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Thank you all very much for being here, and continued good luck. Safe driving.
Awesome. And hopefully you'll be able to join us in Wisconsin. That's where we'll be next week.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.